inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Sunny skies over the past week have helped melt some of the snow and ice in our yard and garden. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Spring is trying to return, and there's all sorts of stuff we ought to be doing in the garden, from getting the greenhouse cleaned up and ready for plants, and pruning berry bushes and fruit trees. And there's even going to be a virtual garden conference put together by the Master Gardeners that's going to be free to folks who will be able to register on the Southeast Alaska Master Gardener website, hopefully starting about the time we are airing this program.
This is kind of a replacement for something that was canceled last month, wasn't it?
Exactly. So we had folks who were obviously disappointed, and we've been recontacting the speakers. We've been practicing on the Zoom platform to see if it's workable. So we've got speakers lined up. We're looking at doing this starting about April 15th, Wednesday and Friday evenings, going until about May 8th. So each evening have probably two workshops or programs, 45 minutes each, and this will be then available. Again, if folks register on the website, they will get a free access code to the broadcast, and there'll be an option on the chat feature to ask questions, and we'll see how it'll go.
What kind of subjects are planned for these virtual conferences?
Well, we've got this pretty much the same speakers, those who have good bandwidth, we're finding out. So we're going to have everything from some greenhouse growing and raised bed gardening, several talks about fruits and berries in Southeast, and some a little more exotic ones. Rhubarb growing, of course, lots of folks want to do that. There will be a schedule on the website so folks can decide which night they might want to participate, to listen in, to watch and listen. And we'll go from there and see how this first thing goes. We've got interest from other towns in Southeast Alaska, so basically anybody should be able to participate in this. Anybody anywhere around the world.
And we've also got a question from a listener, and if you're game here, we can start right off with the second segment here with a listener's question from Misty, and she writes, "Hello, I have a question for Ed. I was wondering where he recommends getting good quality bulk soil for starting a raised garden bed. And I know you talked a little bit about raised garden beds last week. What can you suggest for Misty?"
There's a couple of folks in town who are making topsoil. There may be even more. And the topsoil varies. So it's best to look at, to feel, to taste this stuff on the pile before you have it delivered. I guess we're mentioning names of local folks. This is not something you can order through Amazon. They vary a lot. To that, gardeners are going to have to add probably some more organic matter and, of course, fertilizers and that sort of thing, too. So we'll try to get a list that you can post on the K2 website for that.
Did you actually say taste the soil? Did I hear you correctly?
That is actually, yeah, I mean, some of the soil, yes, I did. And I personally have not tasted very much soil, but several soil scientists I have talked to, and even way back in my college days, folks would literally do that, tasting. You do want to spit it out, you know, kind of like with tasting wine, because it's a little hard on the teeth to crunch down on bits and gravel or sand or whatever their mixture happens to be. So maybe you can save that one. But some of these folks may have soil tests done. I have had soil tests done on some of the garden soils when I've had government projects, particularly where we have fairly high specifications for the soil.
What kind of taste are you actually looking for?
Well, there's acidity, so it's kind of like pH is one of the normal soil tests, so you can kind of taste if it's more acid or bitter, like it's more alkaline, which is fairly rare around here. I don't know about sweetness, but I suppose if depending on how developed your taste buds are, you probably don't want some of these that have too much composted manure in them, at least for the tasting part of things.
Yeah,
but certainly the texture also. And texture is a big thing when we're choosing soil or improving soil too. So like I mentioned, sand, gravel, wood chunks, sawdust. I mean, you can taste, you can feel that kind of stuff. And I guess part of that too is getting a handful of that also to feel, to squeeze, to rub it between your fingers, you know, because we've got, you know, use your fingers maybe for more of the tasting.
Soil sommelier Ed Barieski, thanks a lot for the tips this week.
You're welcome, Matt.
Master Gardener Ed Barieski joins us every Thursday morning during the spring, summer, and early fall here on Morning Edition. And if you have a question that you want to ask Ed, or if you want to sign up for the podcast, go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Barieski is sponsored by Don Abel Building Supply, locally owned since 1936, offering building supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.